Aye.
So now the one devotee is asking a question about, is it possible to attain a siddha pranala, or to attain cognizance or awareness of one's siddha deha without siddha pranali, which is a very popular system in the modern world where one goes to the guru and he takes initiation, his diksha mantras, Gopal mantra, Kam Gayatri. Then after 1 year or so, or according to the guru's decision or assessment of that disciple, then he may be awarded that. Usually it's not before 1 year that one gets pranali, because the guru wants to understand the nature and like this. And there should be some waiting period and like that. So it's not an instant thing. You walk in the door with your ATM card and walk out with the money, which is the propaganda that's spread around outside world that, oh, those Radhakund Babaji's, they just, you walk in and you drive in and drive out, you know. Like in Europe and America, they have drive-in banks, you know, with a car you can drive in, you know, take the money. I guess they have. They have in America. Just drive in. It's like ATM. So that is one way to receive the siddha deha. And that has become, that was started, the guru, the concept or the idea of siddha pranali diksha is not written about or described by the six Goswamis 500 years ago. But the practice and the principle of the guru revealing the spiritual identity, the siddha sarupa of the disciple. You can record this if you want.
I don't want.
What? Not that private part.
I want to call.
Any rate, Radhisham. Guru, the principle of the guru revealing the siddha deha was done by the six Goswamis, and it's written about in Bhakti Sandarbha by Jiva Goswami. He says at the time of Diksha, the guru gives vishesh gyan, he gives special knowledge about the identity. So the verses there in Sandarbhas describing the Diksha function, and there, the door is open, yeah. Let's open that other door. Okay, more too. This one more. This door more. And turn that light on. Here, this side. Yeah, no. Another one. Yeah, okay. So, the example is in Prem Vilas by Nityananda Das that Gopal Bhatta Goswami, this is very famous, one of the six Goswamis, he gave siddha pranali, what we call siddha pranali, but he gave all the revelation of the spiritual form to Srinivasacharya. Srinivasacharya wrote the bhajan, six Goswami Astakam, that we have in our songbook. Krishna Kirtana Gana Nartana, you know, Bande Rupa. That's Srinivasacharya. And his sitting place, what they call Baitak means sit, his sitting place in place of bhajan is in Radhakund, down the street from Gopal Mandir, where there's Radhasham Sundar Mandir, then there's the old Purani Radhadamodar temple. Then on the right is a big guest house. It belongs to Gopal Manipur temple, Shukadev, you know, the ISKCON type of place. That's their guest house. And then there's the sitting place of Srinivasacharya. So he said, your name is Manimanjari, and your service is like this. So even for 500 years in the Gaudiya tradition, we have the idea that the guru will reveal the spiritual identity, what we call the siddha deha. Technically, in Rupa Goswami's book, he says, the siddha sarup. Siddha sarup means my perfect form. That's told in Nectar Devotion, we call Nectar Devotion. Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu. And he describes that we have to serve in that. As part of our sadhana, we have to serve in that spiritual body. Because he's describing sadhana bhakti. He says sadhana bhakti has two aspects. Vaidhi sadhana and raganuga sadhana. Okay? And after sadhana bhakti, then there's bhava. And then prema. So in the sadhana bhakti chapters of Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, it says seva sadaka rupena siddha rupena chatrihi. that one will render service externally in his sadhaka rup, his male-female form as an initiated devotee here and now, and he'll do seva in his siddha-sarup, or siddha-deya. Chaitanya Charitamrita describes it as siddha-deya. Lord Chaitanya tells Raghunath Das, he told Raghunath Das, you should, day and night, you should serve Radhan Krishna your siddha-deya. It's an anti-lila. But it doesn't describe who gave him the siddha-deya or how he got it or there's any process. You know, siddha-pranali. Pranali means a channel. The word pranali means a channel, like a nali, a canal, you know, a channel. You know, like you have a big river and you make a channel to bring water into some fields or something, a channel. Man-made thing. So that's a pranali. It means a channel. It's a line of perfection of this idea, this process. So that's not mentioned, that term is not mentioned in Goswami books, Siddha Pranali Diksha. But the idea of Siddhadeya is all over this, all over Chaitanya Charitamrita, and meditating on it. And it says, one should meditate on one's mentally conceived Siddhadeya. And in that Siddhadeya, render service to Radha and Krishna throughout the day and night. That's Chaitanya Charitamrita. So there's plenty of statements about Siddhadeya. And then that's like 500 years ago. And of course, all the six Goswamis are Manjaris. But then we have 150 years ago, or say 1900s, yeah, 125 years ago, we have Bhaktivinoda Thakur. And he, of course, writes about his Siddha Pranali, everything he got from a guru. Vipin Vihari Goswami. So our own Niskans, one of their acharyas, they're on their altar everywhere. There's on the altar of every ISKCON temple, there's three Babaji's in the parampara. Gaurakishore Das Babaji, Jagannath Das Babaji, and Bhaktivinoda Thakur. And then there's two sannyasis, Bhakti Sanatha Saraswati, then Prabhupada. So we have three Babaji's are being worshipped and honored and like that. So they all took their siddhadeya they received from Aiguru. So that's one way. But now the other way is that one can attain a siddhadeya at death. That's in the Bhagavatam. In the first canto of Bhagavatam, the story of Narada Muni, he received siddhadeya death. And he was not in Manjari Bhav. He was just a devotee, and he had perfected his Vaidhi Sadhana. He perfected his Vaidhi Sadhana in first canto of Bhagavatam, chapter 6, verse 29. It describes in 27, 28, 29. He had done his bhajan and advanced in bhakti, and he came to the level of bhava. And he was having trembling and symptoms. And then he was always meditating on the form of Paramatma, Krishna, Narayan. Then he had darshan one time. He saw it and he fainted. Then Narayan spoke to him. It's all in the Bhagavatam, ISKCON, first canto of Bhagavatam. Then Narayan spoke a voice, Akashvani. But Narayan, he said, you will not see me again. I will not give you a second darshan. But you will come to me in the end. This is a very, very encouraging story, especially for members of ISKCON. This is the very first canto of Bhagavatam. And it's describing, of course, the whole Bhagavatam is going to describe the perfection of love is Radharani, and the perfection of a loving spiritual realm is Vrindavan, and the greatest lovers of Krishna are the Brijvasis, Nanda Bhava and Yashoda and Balaram and Subal and Sridham and Raktak and Patrak, and all these servants that are described in 10th canto. So that's where it's going. But to get there, you get to Radha and Krishna's Leelas and Nitya Vrindavan, you need a siddhadeya. And the siddhadeya is described in the first canto. And he didn't go to a guru and get a piece of paper with his name and his age and his skin color and his seva and its svabhav and its ornaments and its place of residence, and then its seva kunj and all these things, and his yuteshvari written on a piece of paper. He didn't receive all that, although that's a very good thing also, and a very wonderful thing, great gift to have. It's described in the Bhagavatam. Srimad Bhagavatam describes there, 1:629, that when he left his body, Narayan came, says, Prayujyamane, because all the Siddhadeyas are in the spiritual world. They're not inside our heart. They're not inside our mind. They're not inside the piece of paper. They're in the spiritual world eternally. I'm eternally there, and I'm eternally here. There's no beginning to my time here, but I can end my time here. This me joins that me, and I go on being me forever. Very achintya, inconceivable. So, it says, Narayan, Prayujyamane, the word Prayujyamane means he brought from there. He brought the spiritual body, and then it described Narada Muni, because Narada Muni is describing his own life story, because someone asked him. That's how Vyasadeva asked Narada Muni. So he said, then I gave up my Panchabhautika body that's made of five elements. Panchabhuta means earth, water, fire, air, ether, five elements. I simultaneously got that and received my Siddhadeya as just like when you're making a garland, a flower petal garland. You know, you ever make, how long does it take the needle to go through one petal and the next petal? You go through, you have 50 petals at the same time, and you pull them down. So he said, I instantly gave up my material body, and I instantly got my spiritual body. So he went straight to Vaikuntha, and he became a Narayan Parshad. He became an eternal associate. He became an eternal associate of Lord Narayan in Dasya Bhav, because that's his Sthayi Rati, and he retained that spiritual body in Dasya Rati to serve Narayan by playing his veena and singing Narayana, Narayana, Narayana. Or as Bhaktivinoda Thakur writes in his songbook, Narada Muni Bhajana Veena Radhika Ramana Name. There's a song like that, Bhaktivinoda Thakur. And it's possible, Narada Muni is his veena, Narada Muni Bhajana Veena Radhika Name. His veena is playing and vibrating the name of Radhika Raman. Should be Ryan. But he also, in the Narada Pancharatra, in the teachings of Narada Muni, he also has a thousand names of Radha. So he knows about Radha. And in Padma Puran, there's one chapter that describes how Narada Muni became a gopi. That he did tapasya in Naradavan. Naradavan is just down opposite Kusum Sarovar. You must have seen, it's one of the famous Leela Stalis of Brajmandal. So right here in Govardhan. Go down to Kusum Sarovar, you go past Kusum Sarovar on the left-hand side, back about half a mile or so is the Kund and the temple and Narada Muni and all that. So he did tapasya there, then the Yogamaya Vrindadevi took him in Kusum Sarovar and he bathed there and became a gopi. So you go to Kusum Sarovar and take a bath, and maybe you come up, you'll be a gopi. So that's Krishna. One will get Siddhadeya. He can get Siddhadeya from Guru by a pranali process, which has become very, very popular over the last 150 or 200 years. But before that, I mean, it's actually been made into a system with a piece of paper. And Srinivasacharya, I mean, he didn't receive any paper from Gopal Bhatta Goswami. It's a very confidential, maybe whisper in the ear type of thing. You know, it's like, just like when you take diksha, it's not, although nowadays people, these big gurus, there's 50,000 people in the audience and the people stand up. Who wants a Saraswati mantra? Who wants to worship Saraswati? What students out there? And a guy is a famous Indian guru, without mentioning any names, he or she. And they say, oh, I want to worship. Okay, listen, I'll now initiate you in Saraswati mantra. I am your guru. I will give you Saraswati mantra. So all these 5,000 students raise their hand. Aim, aim, A-I-M, aim. That's the bija mantra for Saraswati, aim. So then, So now, then, so this is not exactly how it's supposed to be done. It's private. It's called Gopya. Gopya means Diksha Sugopya, very private and secret in the ear, one on one. And that's, you must have know you have your initiation. So the there was this conveying or telling the disciple of a Siddhadeva was done in a very private way, and very rarely, and not so public. Now everything's so much high tech and massive information everywhere that you know, it's become very almost like a mass movement. Siddha Pranali was a mass movement. Hundreds and hundreds of people lining up and getting Siddha Pranali. At least it seems like that. I don't think it really is. Very, very rare people are interested in these things, actually, to be honest. But even over 500 years, it was done. The guru would reveal, maybe not without a, so official with a piece of paper. It's called a Diksha Patra. And there's stories where in Obial Kapoor's book where some boy went to the guru and said, oh, I want to get training. He said, where's your Diksha Patra? I want to see your initiation line. You know, where's your marriage certificate? Like a how do I know you're married? Well, here's our certificate from the government. See, here's a proof. You know, legal document. So he just went to this past stool and he locked the door so people were coming for satsang. And he goes out. I mean, he has no brain, you know. He just told me, he just came to on the veranda, so I'm going. I said, all right, anyway, whatever. It's locked around. So it takes him 10 minutes or so. So one way is that way. But then the other way, as I said, is that Krishna, one is very sincere. He's only doing Vaidhi Bhakti. He's not even doing, because Vaidhi Bhakti leads to Vaikuntha. But to go to Vaikuntha or to Braj, you have to have prema. So Narada Muni attained bhava and prema as sadhana. And he received a spiritual body of Vaikunthavasi. Okay? So now, the next example is in the sixth canto of Bhagavatam of Ajamil. And Ajamil was chanted Namabhasi, he was saved from hell. All his sins were eliminated. He left his family, went to Haridwar. He did more bhajan, nam bhajan. He took full shelter of the name. And then when he attained prema, at the time of death, Narayan came and gave him his spiritual body. That's in the sixth canto of Bhagavatam. Then in the eighth canto of Bhagavatam, these are two human beings. One is Sudrani. Narada Muni was born Sudrani means Narada Muni was born as a son of a Sudra, Sudrani. And then this Ajamil, Haridas. Oh, Haridas, is he there now?
He's back.
Yeah, he comes here about 10 minutes ago, says, I have to pee, and he goes out and locks the door, you know. There was two ladies here, one lady ran away. Jai Radhe. So then, Dandavat, Pandashi, huh? Yeah, lean over here if you want to lean. So we're just talking about the Siddha Pranali. She's asking questions about how she met some people that say you can only get Siddha Pranali if you go to a guru. If you don't have a guru, if you don't come, in other words, we have it, and if you want to get it, you have to come to us. You can't buy this. You can't get this product anywhere else in the universe and in any other way. It's only available in my shop, Agarwal Sweet Shop. Only I make this sweet. It's not exactly like that. It's a nice party. It's called party spirit. It's called party spirit. It's like, our team, you know, all glories to the Aussies or to the Swedes, you know, or whatever. You know, it's like the nationalistic spirit. So they have it, but it's not really philosophically correct. So one thing is your prejudice or your feelings or your beliefs or your enthusiasm, but we have to also see what is the philosophical tattva and truth. So when we're speaking to people and in the role of a teacher, we should speak the truth based on Shastra. We may have our feelings. Like, you present the truth, then someone might say, well, what do you think? What do you think is the most practical way to attain this or whatever? But first you have to show that this is it's a wide street. Narada Muni and Gajendra and Ajamila, all three attain Siddhadeya. None of them took had Siddha Pranali Diksha. None of them had a Diksha Patra with 11 or 8. It's not even 11, actually. If you look at any Diksha Patra, it's seven or eight symptoms of your spiritual form. It's not actually 11. Anyway, that's another point. They call it Ekadashva. That's your Manjari identity. But Krishna Narayan, he brought the Siddhadeya. So one was a Shudrani, Narada Muni, and the second one in sixth canto, he was a Brahmin, a Jamya. And the third example is in eighth canto, Gajendra. He's not even a human being, he's a beast, Pashu. He's a Hati, he's an elephant. But prior, in his Purva Janam, he was King Indradumna. He was some celestial Deva king or something. I don't think on this plane, not on this earthly plane. Very exalted personality. Although they connect King Indradumna Maharaj with Puri Temple, whatever. I don't know if it's the same name or the same person or another expansion. It's not clear to me. But anyway, it's told his prior life he was a king and then he became an elephant, who's the king of the jungle. So he had to become an animal, but he was the biggest animal on the planet. Because before he was the biggest human, Naradeva. King is called Naradeva. Deva means Lord, Lord of the people, Nara. So he's the Lord of the people. He's the Lord of the people, but the Lord of the earth is the Brahmins. So the Brahmins and Kshatriyas work together. The Brahmins are called Bhudeva. Brahman means Bhudeva. He's the Lord of the earth. Krishna says, I give the earth to you. Sahayagya Mahashrisva Purovacha Anena Bhuk. It's in a Gita. He says, in the beginning of creation, I gave forth yagyas. And I said, listen, you'll be happy by performing these yagyas. So performing yagyas and happiness for humanity comes via the Brahmins, because the Brahmins do the yagyas, not the Kshatriyas. So they're called the Bhudevas. So the whole earth planet belongs to them, and the Brahmins are supposed to engage the whole earth in yagya to satisfy Vishnu, yagya vai Vishnu, the Purusha, and all his representatives, who are the 33 demigods. 33, he has 33 ministers. And then they have expansions, it becomes 33 crore. So the 33 ministers are underneath the Pranad Mantri, who is Narayan, Vishnu. So that's the Brahmins. So then all three of these receive their Siddhadeya directly from Vishnu. Even Gajendra was an elephant, and he remembered, because as a king, kings usually don't do very many things spiritually. Some are very spiritual. So this king, he chanted some stutis every day. He went in front of his deities, Narayan, Lakshmi Narayan deities or whomever, and he would do his prayers and then do his work. Like we do. We do our 16 rounds and all day long we're working, doing whatever. Maybe nothing spiritual really. Just making money or whatever. Doing our karma. Our dharma, ashram karma, whatever. Not that all day long we're just hearing and chanting. That would be the life of the totally dedicated person, just hearing and chanting all day, and no independent activity or no need to do that. Very lucky, fortunate souls that are like that. So, that's how they got. Now, the other way is that this whole revelation of the Siddhadeya is coming from Krishna. Krishna brought the Siddhadeya to these three personalities I mentioned. Even the elephant remembered a prayer from his previous life. He was a king, he offered prayers, he became an elephant, and from Krishna comes remembrance, knowledge, and forgetfulness. Sarvasya Chahamrati Sannivishta Matasmatir Gyanam Pavanamsha. 1515 Gita. So he says, oh, you were my devotee last life. You forgot me. Otherwise you wouldn't be an elephant. And you became elephant, but I didn't forget you. And now, at the last minute, you're crying, you're looking at your wife on the shore. You're looking at your Padmini. Padmini means lotus and also means female elephant. You're looking at your Padmini and you're looking at your little bachas. Oh, help me, help me. And the crocodile is eating you in the water and going to take you and eat you and kill you. So you're about to die. So they're not going to help you. So I'll give you memory. I'll help you remember a prayer. So the elephant started remembering that prayer. So with his trunk, they have this trunk. They call it trunk or whatever you call it. He picked a lotus flower because he's in a lake. He was in a lake. Picked a lotus flower and he held it to Narayan, because in his last life he would offer lotus flowers. So he has sanskara, ganta and pushpa. So now he's, sanskaras are there, chitta is there, all the software is there, but the body is different. Now elephant. And now my nose is not like this, it's like this. And I had hands in my last life. So now this nose is my hand. So with my hand of my nose of my hand, hand of my nose, I pick a flower. At exactly like last life. And then Krishna, because Krishna gave him the memory of that prayer, Vishnu. So then in his mind, his elephant's mind, he remembered that prayer. And he died. And then Narayan brought, it says in 8th canto, he brought his spiritual body and gave him a spiritual body. So these three stories from the Bhagavatam, even an elephant can get Siddhadeya without Siddha Pranali. The conclusion is even an elephant can receive his spiritual body without Siddha Pranali, which is the opposite of what was being argued by your teacher. And I'm basing my argument on Bhagavatam. So I think my argument's strong. That's two ways. There's a third way.
Maharaj, first one is Acharya, Narad Muni, and Gajendra.
Narada Muni is the first one. First canto, chapter 6, verse 29. Second one is Acharya, and then Gajendra. So the second point I made is that the Siddhadeya is given by Krishna. It's given directly by Krishna at the time of death. I gave you three examples. It's given by Krishna at the time of life, when you're living, by Guru. Guru is Sakshat Hari. There's no difference. So Krishna sanctions and arranges for Guru to reveal your pranali. So Krishna, ultimately, although we say, oh, Guru gave me this, no, it's coming from Krishna. Because Guru is Krishna Sakshat. So then Krishna is giving through Guru. Now, third way. Krishna will give through his holy name. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna. So three ways one gets Siddha Pranali, all three are by Krishna. So if you want to get Krishna's mercy this way, you do good bhajan, you do Vaidhi Sadhana like Narada Muni, attain prema, and you get your Siddhadeya in Vaikuntha form. You attain prema in a sadhana, as bhava symptoms of ecstasy are described in the first canto of Bhagavatam. So it's very clear that he was highly elevated before he got that one only darshan of Narayan. He was on a level of Bhav. So when he had darshan, and his Bhav became prem, and he collapsed. He was already in Bhav and had symptoms of ecstasy, trembling. That's then after that. So Narayan doesn't just stop and say hi to anybody. There has to be some adhikar, some qualification. So this is, and then the third way is a holy name. Holy name is Krishna. Now, how can someone say, how is it possible? Someone's chanting Hare Krishna for 40 years, the person you're speaking of, or more. How can they say that you can only get this way? Krishna's telling, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is telling himself, Nam Namakari Bahada Nija Sarva Shaktis. Nam Namakari Nija Sarva Shaktis. What does that mean? One minute. It means all my powers in my holy name. Oh Krishna, Hare Krishna, please reveal my Siddhadeya. Please, I want to serve Radharani. I want to be your gopi. I want to serve you through Radharani and serve both of you together. Please reveal to me, oh Krishna, Krishna. So, Krishna's holy name will reveal your Siddhadeya. The only thing is, two things required. Faith. Three things. Faith, shelter in Guru. You received holy name with blessings in Guru. Shelter of Guru, faith, and I forgot the third one. Third one was
desire.
Oh, no, without aparads. No aparads. So these are three ways by which I think this covers everything. Because included when you, that Krishna is giving through the holy name, because in Vedanta Sutra, there's one verse there, which I have in my notes, the number and everything, because this was told to me by two different gurus. one guru, my Shiksha guru, and I confirm my Diksha guru. Because what is it? Govinda Bhasya, Baladeva Dibhushan's commentary on Vedanta Sutra, like Srimad Bhagavatam is natural commentary. So Baladeva Dibhushan, on the inspiration or prerna of Govindaji in Jayapur, he one night or a few nights, he wrote this in Galta, in a place called Galta outside of Jayapur. He wrote this commentary on Vedanta Sutra called Govinda Bhashya. That means the words of Govinda. Bhashya means words, language, Bhashya, Brajbhash. So it's not mine, it's not my tika, it's his. So he just moved the pen. So in there he's describing about, he's commenting on Vedanta Sutra, because in one Vedanta Sutra it says that dreams are real. Well, why not? Because Prabhupada used to say the same thing. Say this, we dream at night. It lasts for 6 hours, and we think it's very real. That's our night dream, our dream, sleeping. But when we wake up for 18 hours, so-and-so, this, that. That's also a dream. It's also a dream, a daydream. Prabhupada said like that. So in the sutra, it says, dreams are real. Then it describes, it says, there's some discussion in Vedanta Sutra, and Baladeva Dibhushan is commenting on that. In dreams, sometimes future events are revealed. In dreams, sometimes, in dreams, future events are sometimes revealed, like omen or whatever. In dreams, sometimes some medicine or cure is given in a dream. In dreams, sometimes one sees the fulfillment. One sees the fulfillment in a dream. One sees the fulfillment of their kamya yagya, something like that. Kamya yagya. Apparently, there's some type of homa, swaha, yagya you can do, or maybe many yagis you do, to get the woman of your dreams. Too bad nobody knows how to do that anymore, because people get married and it doesn't turn out to be the one I was dreaming about. she was my dream, she becomes a nightmare, you know. Or vice versa, he becomes a nightmare. That my dream boat becomes a nightmare boat. So it says that, so he says that. That kamya yagya, because kamya yagya, you do some yagya, some pujas with some, it's in shastra, and then your sankalpa is, I'm doing these yagyas because I want to get this beautiful girl. She has to look like this. She has to be like this tall and this and that, and you know, blue eyes and whatever, and brown hair, or black hair and blue eyes, and like Radharani, and golden skin and a beautiful veiny and beautiful sweet white pearly teeth and so talented and expert speaker and beautiful dancer and so tender and loving. In other words, I want a girl like Radharani. So you can do yagyas. So then in a dream, that's why it says in the Vedanta Sutra and Baladeva Dibhushan's commentary, sometimes in a dream one will see the fulfillment of his kamya, I think it's called kamya, means lust, kamya yagya. So there in a dream, he dreams and he says, that's it, that's her. That's the one. That's my dream boat. That's the one. I'm doing this yagya because he's just doing the yagya with the sankalpa. I want this beautiful girl like this, like. But he's not seeing. He's just, then he may get a premonition in a dream. He's doing the yagya for 1,000 yagyas or whatever the prescribed rituals are in the shastra for this type of mundane art. It's called art. dharma, art, kam, moksha. So he's doing dharma, some Vedic dharma, some Lokic dharma, to get this fall, this result. So then he is in a dream, he says, oh, yeah, that's the one. Yes, yes, I want that one, I want that one. So then later, that girl knocks on the door 3 days later and says, excuse me, you know, I lost my way, you know, I'm from another, you know, country, and I've just been I'm traveling here on a yatra, and it's late at night, can I stay here at your house? Oh, you know, I live by myself, and you're a lady, this, that. No, you know, I have nowhere to, okay, well, you stay here. And then you talk, and you say, actually, you know, I have a dream about you. I dreamed about you a week ago. And the lady says, come on, I've heard this before, you know. I've heard a lot of stories, but this was too much. So now Baladev says, sometimes you can get a mantra in a dream, and then he gives an example. You receive a Ram mantra in a dream, and he gives some example from Puranas how someone received a mantra in a dream. I forget. It's in maybe a Ramayana or something. He cites it there, Vedanta Sutra. It's in English. You can read Govinda Vasyam. So my Gurudev once said, he said, because I asked him about dreams, I said, sometimes, you know, if we have a dream of Guru, if we dream of Guru or dream of Krishna, are dreams real? Or are they? And he said, and Gurudev said, dreams are real. And I said, okay. And right there, I mean, 98 years old, he said, dreams are real, and the Vedanta Sutra says so. So I didn't know, he didn't say what verse. So then I asked my Shiksha Guru, I said, this verse is there in Vedanta Sutra about the dreams and whatnot. And then he told me exactly the number. And then and when I looked it up, this number, I learned all these details, which I told you. So there, I'm telling you, in a dream, one can receive a mantra, a premonition of an event or a event about to happen or a person you might meet, or a remedy for a disease or a medicine. Then you go one step further, Siddha Pranali. So I'm wanting, and I'm doing my yagya every day, like this man is doing this kamya yagya, or a woman for that matter. I want this woman. There's some kind of Vedic yagya to fulfill your lusty desire or whatever. Kam means desire ultimately, but in a broader sense, but all specifically means lust. So now we're doing a yagya to fulfill our desire. It's not called kamya yagya, it's called nam yagya. Kaler Doshana Deya Raja Nasi Eka Mahaganan. No, Yagya Sankirtana Priyari Yajanti Samanisha. This is a Yagya, Nam Yagya. So every day we're doing Nam Yagya. 16 rounds or 1 lakh or whatever. Oh Krishna, oh Krishna, oh Krishna, please be merciful to me, oh Radharani, oh Krishna. Please reveal my Siddhadeya. Then one night you sleep and you see your Siddhadeya. So according to Vedanta Sutra, this is bona fide. According to Baladeva Vidyabhushan, this is bona fide. According to my Guru Varg and my teachers, my gurus, this is another bona fide way to realize one's Siddhadeya. So I've given you 4 ways.